Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. I'm a baseball fan. I know it's not baseball season yet, but I thought I'd give you a little bit of baseball trivia. Do you know what happened in the world of baseball in 1919? That was the year that the Boston Red Sox traded a pitcher by the name of George Herman Ruth to the New York Yankees. Up until that point, the Red Sox had been pretty fierce in baseball, having won the first ever World Series in 1903 and then four more World Series after that. But once they traded Babe Ruth to the Yankees, it was like a curse had been put on the Red Sox. In fact, it was known as the Curse of the Bambino. And for the next 86 years, the Red Sox did not win a World Series title. Well, that curse was nothing more than superstition. But there is a curse that really does exist, and it's been around much longer than 86 years. It's the curse of sin. Sin has plagued every human that's been born. We are born with the curse of sin in our nature, and we see this curse manifested all over the Bible. One instance is in Genesis chapter 11, where the people all spoke one language. And in their unity, they decided to stay in one location and build one great city, one culture, and a tower that reached into the heavens so that they could make a name for themselves. Well, this went directly against God's command to spread out over the earth and multiply and spread His name and glory over all the earth. And since the people were trying to reach up in their sinful unity and defiance, God decides to come down and confuse their language, sending them into a tailspin and spreading them out all over the earth. After that, God begins to work through one nation to carry His message through the world. But notice what happens in Acts chapter 2. It says this, "Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia and Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God." The curse of Babylon is shown to be undone in Acts 2. In other words, God has reversed the curse. We brought the curse upon ourselves, but we can't reverse it. But God did, and that's what God is showing the Jewish people and us in Acts chapter 2. The curse of sin has been overcome in the mighty work of God, the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus. And all of this is being seen and applied to people's lives through the power of the Spirit. The gospel is ready to burst forth to all the nations, and one day we will gather around the throne of God with people from every tribe, tongue, and every nation in worship to King Jesus. So when you pray today, pray for Ali Chambers. He's married to Annetta. And pray for their three boys, Nathaniel, Samuel, and Benjamin. Ali is planting Mosaic Church in Memphis, Tennessee. Also pray for the Garifuna broadcast in Belize, Guatemala, and Honduras.